Welcome back to Development Dynamics, where we are exploring the journeys of individuals who have been making an impact. There's a sector that we like to call the third sector. It's not the private sector, it's not the public sector, but it has individuals whose lives are important and whose choices as to how they can make a contribution to society, those stories haven't been told enough. And so we feel the honor and the privilege to provide a platform for reflection, for conversation, and for storytelling. And this day we have with us the CEO of Future First Kenya. Her name is Pauline Wanja. Pauline has been involved in the education sector in the country and also outside, has worked with various NGOs and local organizations as well. And she's also a recipient of the Nelson Mandela Gracia Michelle Innovation Award. We want to hear her story from the beginning, and therefore thank you very much for joining us on set today. We're excited to have you. You look wonderful. And karibu sana.
Thank you.
Welcome. Have you done this before ever?
Not on my life story. Okay. I did try TEDx. Different.
You tried TEDx?
Nairobi, actually.
Oh, TEDx Nairobi?
No, TED Nairobi.
Oh, wow. Wow. And how are you somewhere?
Yeah, on YouTube.
I'll go check that out. I definitely have to go and check that out. Karibu to this platform. Feel at home. Feel absolutely welcome. We like to begin the journey with just finding out, who is Pauline and where does Pauline actually hail from? Like if you were to trace your background, to trace your roots, where does Pauline Wanja come from?
Right. I was born and grew up in Kibera.
Yeah.
In a place called Silanga.
Silanga?
Mm-hmm.
Kibera has a Silanga. I know Ayani, Fort Jesus, Makini.
It's a very small part in Kibera, but it's next to Nairobi town.
Aha.
Yeah. Easiest route is through Mbagathi, Riara, Tom,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's been home. So you're a girl from Nairobi?
Yes, I'm a girl from Nairobi. Grew up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, my family left recently, mm-hmm. but that's always been home.
Mm.
Yes.
But now if you trace, that's where you're born, if you trace back to your, like, what are the stories you hear about your forefathers, your foreparents?
So interesting stories. So mm-hmm. recently I needed my daughter to know a grandfather or two, so I went to a cousin of my dad.
Yeah.
And it's also just a conversation to know metoka api.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I'm told, mm-hmm. my grandmother mm-hmm. was from a well-off family.
Mm-hmm.
Like a dynasty kind of mm-hmm. the Elliot Matthew family.
Aha. Oh, nice.
Mm. But my grandfather, not so. So there's a whole story. So I think I understand my grandfather was from Satellite. We mm-hmm. have a few families mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm. Satellite, Riruta.
Yeah, Riruta. Mm-hmm. Yes. And mm-hmm. then my grand. Then they moved to Kiambu.
Mm-hmm. So that's your paternal or maternal?
That is my paternal side of the family. Mm-hmm. They are based in Kiambu, mm-hmm. a place called Ikino.
Mm-hmm. Kino?
Yes.
Ikino. Oh, Kino. Yes.
Ikino is in Githunguri.
It's in Githunguri, yeah.
So that's where my family is.
Yeah.
I think my grandmother passed on, my dad passed on. So this is like, it's been an opportunity to even just piece their stories together. And yeah, there's a lot there about who they were. And I remember, I was telling you the other time, I remember coming to town and my shushu can still recognize some of the roads by their old names.
Yeah.
So.
Great.
Really a city girl.
Yeah, and what about your maternal side of the family?
My maternal side of the family. So my mother is from a place called Kanyoni. It's in Gatondo North.
Mm.
I think I've been there once, and that was to bury my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved to Jucha.
Mm.
And the story is she went to work as a house help in Moranga, mm-hmm. and the lady who had hired her moved to Kibera. Mm-hmm. So that's how my mom ended up in Kibera.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're originally from Mount Kenya region, central, particularly Kiambu. You are part of the Kiambu votes on both sides.
Yes, on both sides, Kiambu votes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then so you get born here in Nairobi, in Kibera. What were your parents doing and how did they meet?
So my dad used to run a grocery shop. My mother used to work as a house help for someone.
Yeah.
Yo harakati ya mama mboga, buying vegetables. I think that's how they met. That's the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were together for like 30 years until my dad passed on.
Okay. Yeah. And are you the firstborn?
I am the firstborn in a family of six.
Oh.
Two brothers and three sisters.
Mm. Yes. And how do you, what do you remember about growing up now? Mm. With and is there a huge gap?
No, like we are two years. So
my
brother is just 2 years younger.
Okay.
What do you remember growing up? It was a different kind of Kibera.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it being cleaner.
Mm.
So Nairobi Dam had water.
Yeah, and Nairobi Dam was something. It was a dam.
And it was huge because I went to a nursery school just bordering the dam. There was a lot of water sports.
Mm.
So, yeah. So I remember just a happy childhood.
Mm.
And I think at that point is not... I don't remember at a point feeling... Grew up in Kibera, born in Kibera, you're poor.
Mm.
I think that just came on later.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At that point, you're just
that
a
association
child.
Was never that.
Yeah, there. That association was never really there. So it's just a happy kind of childhood. What can I really remember? Yesterday, as I was thinking this, I was thinking about things about my time as a child that has defined me.
Mm.
And I like houses with very big windows.
Mm.
So, and that I remembered, our house used to be so dark. I think it's the way those slum houses were built.
Mm.
Windows could have been a security question.
Yeah.
So our house was so dark, so when you get in, you couldn't even see the next person.
Mm.
So I think growing up, I've always been so obsessed with houses, with natural light and huge windows.
Yeah, interesting. And what kind of firstborn were you?
When I hear stories from my sibling now,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't the best kind of first one.
Rough?
I was a quiet, good child.
Okay.
So every time they were sent home, they would be asked, hey, si kweka, si stakom kubwa. And I remember there's one teacher, when we were in lower primary, could not believe the three of us were the same family, because my brother and sister, they had to be sent home severally.
Okay.
And here was a girl who didn't speak to anyone in class.
Mm.
So I think I was just the quiet kind of sister.
Which school is that?
For Shadrach Kimalil, it's...
Oh, same area?
No, it's on Ngumo. It's in Ngumo Estate. Yeah.
So you did your entire primary school there?
Yes, I did my entire primary school there. Then went to Kagwe Girls.
Before even Kagwe?
Yes.
How was... So not only were you not being chased from school because you're doing remarkably well, how was... what are your memories for primary school?
Memories from primary
school. Who do you
school?
Remember the most?
I remember two people.
Yeah.
One was a girl called Regina Mweni.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was a nurse, I think. Mm-hmm. And they used to live in Kenyatta. I think it's the first time we went to a house and you're like, huh, I want different.
Mm.
And I think there was just that needing, there's just a world beyond Kibera. And I kind of started there.
Mm.
What else do I remember? I used to love to read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember just being quiet and reading a lot during that period of my life.
Mm.
Like I said, I was really quiet.
Mm.
There's a time, I think must have been class 8 or 7.
Mm.
I was in the noisemaker book, and the teacher wanted to know who did they talk to. Like, it ended up forgiving the entire class.
Mm.
Like, okay, yeah. So I think, mostly just quiet life.
What did you enjoy as subjects?
History, English.
Yeah.
Yes.
We used to call it what at the time?
GHC.
GHC.
Yeah.
Now
Geography,
it's moved
history,
to
theory.
SST.
Okay.
Yeah,
I did enjoy it. The history part of it.
Yeah.
Literature, math, not so much.
And so are you all in the same school with the siblings?
Yes, we were all in the same school, but later they were moved to either academies or different schools. But yeah, we kind of started studying at Shadrach Kimalil.
What was... I'm trying to get a good hold of the time it was. And what were like the things that you are growing up seeing? What was the political environment? What was the entertainment environment? Like what... As a child, how was, what do you remember about the, just the, the political, economic, social, environmental context?
As a child, I remember two things, especially when I'm in primary school. One is the death of Jaramogi.
Right.
And the reason I remember is there's a lot of celebration in the house.
Yeah.
And as a kid, you're so confused, you know. Someone has died. Why is all this excitement around me? But it's later you'd understand it's the Kikuyulu conversation that Jaramogi has died without sitting on the seat, which I think for Kikuyus at the time was something big. So I think in later life, I keep remembering that there's that memory of the Luo Kikuyu thing happening at that moment.
And for me at that time, I think I was also in primary school. My primary school was called Kimathi. Kimathi Primary. Just next, at the entrance of the school, we were just bordering Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, there was a the Odinga family had a home. They would make an ugali, and I'm not exaggerating, that was bigger than the children. Like, it was so big, and then everyone from everywhere could come and eat from it as part of the, it's called Maombolezi, the Maombolezi. They'd come and just, and it went on like for the entire week, and they would provide a lot of tea, and that ugali would never be ending. Like, they would cook and replace. So as people who are going to Kimathi, and that was our route, would find that very intriguing. So that context is good to just recall alongside yours. But you're saying there were two sort of memories that you remember around the political, economic, even entertainment. What did you grow up listening to or watching?
Okay, so the second political thing was, it's not really political, but it was huge. The 1987 bomb. It was when the bomb burst. And I think I remember it because I think the first stories I had was about Moi bombing the country. Later I tried to connect why would a whole community think it was had anything political. But I think it was also a political moment. So I think those are like just two memories when you had grown-ups speaking. And now later when you reflect, you're thinking something must have been going through, whether it's my parents or neighbors, for them to have
to think
in a particular way.
Okay, interesting. And for as a child, entertainment, culture, church.
So my dad was a pastor my whole growing up. So there's a whole of Sunday school.
Nice.
And the thinking I'll grow up to be an evangelist. But then also growing from Kibera, there's a whole lot of reggae music. So I think I connect a lot with reggae music because that's what you grew up listening.
Yeah.
So I never kind of shifted between those kind of music. Either it's Kikuyu gospel or reggae, it's the memory music that you grow up with. So those two things. Yeah. But there was a lot of Sunday school, a lot of people coming to the house because, hey, you're the child of a pastor.
So you're a pastor's kid,
A pastor's kid,
Did that come with any form of stigma or any kind of association?
I think there's a lot of respect. For him as a pastor, he's also like a businessman. So I feel like growing up, there's a lot of respect for him on both ends, being a pastor and being a businessman. Looking